Maryland lawmakers have imposed new limits and oversight of law enforcement. This is Don Rush. The action comes in the wake of the trial of Officer Derek Chauvin, charged with the death of George Floyd. We caught up with Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis, who was deeply concerned about the new state laws.
Well, I've watched this process for the last several months. This is 100% Maryland politics. It's not law enforcement reform. It's law enforcement revenge. There are so many different things in these four bills that constitute law enforcement reform that are just very, very troubling, extremely troubling. And, you know, we've had a process, and while we are not perfect, Don, my God, we are a profession. We are as imperfect as anybody else. We constantly strive for perfection, and most of the time, we get it right. We don't always get it right. I mean, we see videos, viral videos, every single week where law enforcement across the country is not getting it right, and we're no different than anybody else. But 99% of the time, we do get it right. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
What are the areas that you feel are troubling?
Well, they've changed the law where the U.S. Supreme Court set a standard when it comes to use of force. Standard use of force. Graham v. Conner, United States Supreme Court, says anytime an officer uses force, they can use enough force to overcome the force that they are experiencing or resistance that they're experiencing. Now, they say we can only use force that is necessary and proportional. So if someone's coming at us with an automobile, like we saw at the Capitol 2 weeks ago, two Capitol police officers run over, one killed, one critically injured, by a suspect with a car, and the suspect, as you well know, ran over one of the cops and killed him. So are we not allowed to shoot because it's not proportional to an automobile? Do we now get an automobile and go after the guy? There's so many things that are just absolutely unclear as to what we can and cannot do. So the disciplinary process that's worked very well for us for the last 46 years has been thrown out the window. We had a process called summary punishment, or ADP, alternative disciplinary process that we use with police officers. Now they want everything to go to a trial board made up of civilians who have zero law enforcement experience. They've taken the experts off the Maryland Police Training Commission, and when I say experts, they've removed several experts with this new law, and they've added civilians who are supposed to have expertise in community policing and police standards. But here's the kicker. They can't have any relationships to law enforcement. So how do you ever become an expert in community policing and police standards if you don't have any relationship with law enforcement? How is that going to work? You know, in the area of search warrants, they don't want to search in anyone's house except between hours of 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. unless there are exigent circumstances. So now after 7 p.m. when most violent criminals operate under the cover of darkness, under the cloud of darkness, police need to give criminals 20 seconds heads up that we're preparing to come through your door. So we can do search warrants after 8 p.m., but they have to be knock and announce. So we're going to give them 20 seconds to arm themselves. But these are things that we've got to deal with in the future. I am committed to working within the parameters of these new laws that have passed. It's going to be a challenge. There are going to be many difficulties. But if this is what they want, I am determined to work with the Maryland Police Training Commission, other sheriffs across the state, and other chiefs to make this happen. We will do what we have to do.
The incidents that we've seen on video, particularly with Derek Chauvin, I saw one quote by an officer who said that Chauvin in particular has set back the image of law enforcement a great deal, has really damaged law enforcement's image. What about that?
I agree with that assessment 100%. There was no one any more horrified and shocked and disgusted than me when I saw that videotape. It was one of the worst cases I had ever seen of brutality. I mean, first of all, we have all been in wrestling matches where we've grappled with individuals who are resisting arrest, who are violently resisting arrest, and in order to get them under control, we are on top of them with our knees on their back or in the smaller of their neck to get them handcuffed. But once we get them handcuffed, we get them off the ground, we put them in a police car, and we get them out of there. You do not stay on anyone's back or on anyone's neck once you get them handcuffed. That was the worst mistake that officer could have ever made. We've all been in similar situations where we've had to use our legs and our knees when we grapple with unruly suspects who are resisting arrest, in some cases very violently. But once we get them secure, once we get them in handcuffs, we get them off that ground immediately. I always brush my suspects off, and then I put them inside my car. That's exactly what should have happened. It didn't happen. It was wrong, and I fully understand why Chauvin was charged with the murder of George Floyd. It was wrong. It should have never happened. And you're right. We do see these incidents happen, and it does set our profession back, not weeks, not months, but years it sets our profession back. And as I said earlier, Don, in our interview, we're not perfect, man. We are not perfect, but we are thrust into these situations every single day where we have to make split-second life and death decisions. And it's a very difficult profession. It truly is. But as you well know, lies have been painted, and they've painted an artificial narrative that cops are broken and ineffective. Simply not the case. The bill that just passed in Annapolis directs the need for routine psychological evaluations, annual physical fitness tests, and a barrage of other unconscious bias testing, which, by the way, experts really concede do not even exist. But these are things that we've got to deal with in the future. I am committed to working within the parameters of these new laws that have passed.
There was an African-American in uniform who was stopped, and one of the issues that came up was he was afraid of the police. That's why he drove to a well-lit place. And he said to the officer, "I'm afraid." And the officer said, "Well, you should be afraid."
Don, I watched that last night on the national news like everybody else. My wife and I sat there with our mouths open looking at one another. I was shocked at those officers' behavior. It absolutely bothered me like it would any American. It bothered me. That was wrong. Another classic case where the police officer was wrong. Couldn't agree with you more.
Are you concerned that the African-American community has this fear of officers?
Of course I'm concerned about it, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe there are many people that do have that fear.
Is there anything you can do about that?
And Don, when you see video tapes like we saw last night, they have every reason to be fearful. I saw that, and I was horrified at what I saw as well as anyone else. I didn't like that at all.
Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis, the new laws reforming oversight of law enforcement. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.